like a solution. Too much frustration. So much confusion.
Find a place in history. baby for you. Blop. Rock steady, easy. Steady rock, easy. Rock steady, easy. Steady rock, easy. Talk about the cha-cha. Talk about the mambo. When I talk about rockin' steady, you better be ready to rock steady, easy. Steady rock, easy. Rock steady, easy. Steady rock, easy. Baby for your home. Blah, do, 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 rock steady, easy. Steady rock, easy. Rock steady, easy. Steady rock, easy. Rock steady, easy. Steady rock, easy. You're doing good. Rock steady, easy. Just like you should. Steady rock, easy. You're looking.
Thank you. Trap on you, I'll see where All then. Batman ends, you see. Thing go on all then, good and bad. Behave yourself and you're good. That is it. Yeah.
Show. religion was a key part of African cultural life. West African religion in particular was believed to be infused with the music of life force and the natural beat. West African culture and music also became critical survival tools in the Americas. The rhythms of African music survived the transatlantic slave trade, appearing in the stylings of African American music. Specifically, sophisticated elements of offbeat rhythms found in African music emerged in the spirituals of the antebellum South, where music was played around the beat instead of on it, giving the feeling of the music surrounding the beat. The prison work songs recorded in the 1930s at Angola State Prison in Louisiana retain that feature. Historically, music has been an integral component of African and African American culture, manifesting in modes of worship, medicinal practices, ceremony, and in maintaining connections to our roots. Along with their culture, Africans who were taken to the Americas as slaves retained their musical constructs, rhythms, and even instruments. As such, elements of African music can be found in the slave plantations in the United States during the 18th and 19th centuries, where they reveal themselves in spirituals and the blues, which included cross rhythms and call and response techniques that were features of their African musical heritage.
Gospel music started in the field as slave songs and work songs, songs that many of you know and people sing even with bands and so forth and so on today. But the slave wasn't allowed to sing in its natural tone, which would have been something like, something like that. They weren't allowed to. So they couldn't sing in their natural language or their native tone, so they were forced to sing like the people at the big house, where they would hear things like,
De vieni alla finestra, o mio tesoro.
So what happened is it changed. It changed into things like,
Go lay down my burdens
down by the riverside.
Down by.
Down by the riverside.
Oh, stay one more.
The folk songs of Southern blacks emphasize the offbeat phrasing of percussion, along with the call and response phrasing typical of African music that became known as spirituals. Among the basic elements of African music that contributed to the creation of spirituals, at least four basic features of African music are found in African American sacred and secular musical style. The complex rhythms or metronome sense, the dominance of the percussion, the offbeat phrasing of melodic accents, and the overlapping call and response patterns. In music, call and response works similarly to a conversation, where, in a combination of two distinct phrases, the first phrase serves as the call.
Go lay down my burden.
And the second phrase is the direct answer.
Down by the riverside.
Call and response became a fundamental feature of the spiritual that provided a pathway for African Americans to encode their stories. Their songs often focused on the Book of Exodus and the story of deliverance from slavery in Egypt. This focus was a product of the infusion of Christian piety in the slave experience for persons of African descent, but it was just as much an expression of resistance that belied their literal desire for freedom underneath the metaphorical biblical passage. The use of cross rhythms or conflicting rhythms occurring at the same time was also a persistent characteristic found in African and African American music, and was often found in spirituals. Another musical style incorporated into African American music, the hot musical style, contained more compelling and driving rhythms and became a central part of the spiritual. It relied on the rhythms of each instrument or voice being steady and reliable, maintaining their own time signature. Use of the voice as the hot element in the spiritual provided the component that inspired a connection to God through music.
time. She picked the right time, but the wrong guy.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlock all my opportunities?
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Ari. You're listening to WRCT 88.3. For this next hour from 5 to 6, you'll be listening to Maladaptive Stargazing, where every week I play an array of storybook playlists that I like to call them to put on for my little time on the air. And this week's theme is songs for my little emo heart. It's because it's literally both of like two of my favorite bands dropped music for the first time in like 6 years, Paramore and Pierce the Veil. So we're playing definitely a lot of mall emo pop and emo music today, so should be a really fun time. Actually, I love all of these songs, so it's gonna be really cool. And we're gonna start and end with my favorite band ever, which is Pierce the Veil. So this first song is called Bulletproof Love by Pierce the Veil. Was Bulletproof Love by Pierce the Veil, one of my favorites. Did you know a single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble? It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, but you can control what happens before it does. With simple steps to adapt to wildfire, like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and making sure your local fire departments are prepared, you and your neighbors can help protect your own homes from your community and from wildfire damage. Become fire adapted is more than one person can take on alone. It takes a community to protect a home. Visit fireadapted.org today for more tips and tools to help you protect your home and community from wildfires. Visit a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and WRCT. This next song is called I Caught Myself by Paramore. This is my favorite Paramore song ever. It actually is from the Twilight soundtrack. It plays when they're trying on prom dresses in the background, but I love it. So we're just going to jump right into it. So let's go.
You're listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM over the airwaves in the city of Pittsburgh, streaming online to